Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh man, I can't find the episode. Where'd it go?
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one... the only Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle.
And welcome to the 404th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm Trainer Thatch, and I'm your host. Oh my gosh, I'm messing it up. And I've got today a couple of Pokemon Masters themselves here with me. That's such a bad segue. but I've got Dr. Shamu.
Yo.
And the fluffiest Whimsicott coming back this week.
Yeah, I think you're just trying to make this as bad as Pokemon Masters itself, and you can't do that.
So, like, I don't know that I will talk about it later, but I have feelings about Pokemon Masters, most of them unsurprising to me. but welcome to the show if you're new, welcome back if you're old. We're going to talk about Pokemon Masters later in the show for our topic, but we do have some things to talk about first, just general what's going on and news and other things, and yeah, it's going to be a good time. So yeah, welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name that I came up with in my bedroom when I was 16 in 2007. And, not in my bedroom. I did it at lunch. I remember it very vividly.
I love it.
It was at lunch in high school. I remember this very vividly. It was like me. Well, is there like, so if you listen back to the show, the original co-host was Professor Sycamore, who was a high school friend of mine. He and I still keep in touch every once in a while. And, he's actually on the Discord server. He's a member, at least. He doesn't talk very often, but he's a member. And he and I were talking at this lunch table, and he was the original co-host, and we had like a group of people in high school that played Pokemon, but it was back when it wasn't cool. I'm putting that in quotes. Cool. To play Pokemon in high school, because whatever, I don't understand. You do you and do what makes you happy.
yep.
And so we sat down at the we were sitting at lunch, and we were like essentially like forming like a little club, you know. And so like that's where the underground part comes from, because like we all kept it secret that we played Pokemon together on a pretty regular basis, actually.
Wow.
and like we legitimately threw tournaments for ourselves like in basements and stuff, and it was a good time. It was a fun year. And then we're just like, let's make a podcast out of it. And then we didn't know how to make Puckle actually go into it. But now we have this awesome community and a bunch of other stuff 12 years later. So story time over. what have you guys been up to lately, other than listening to me talk about how I made up a nonsensical name when I was 16?
Trying to enjoy Pokemon Master.
I don't like that you have to try, but we can talk about that later.
My week has been work, Fire Emblem Awakening, work, Fire Emblem Awakening, work, some Pokemon Masters. I'm sorry that was so negative before. It looks very pretty.
It does look pretty. It does.
Amazingly, so.
It does look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It does look very pretty, actually. You are not wrong. Yeah. I mean, I've obviously been playing Masters probably for the past 24 hours, just because I didn't get to sit down and play it right away. I don't have a good internet connection, which this game does require.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm at work, so, like, I couldn't just, like, boot it up. And so I've only been playing it for a little bit, but I do have a lot of opinions. And from there, though, I've been doing a couple other things. We finished the Nuzlocke for Pokemon Black this week, so that was cool.
Ooh.
We did do that. So that does mean that we're going to... I think people want a Pokemon Black 2 Nuzlocke, but that means I have to go get another copy of Pokemon Black 2 because I'm not destroying my save. Because I put like a lot of work into that Joint Avenue, and there's like a bunch of like old friends that are in the Joint Avenue.
Yeah.
And like it's somewhat sentimental, so like I don't want to kill that save.
That's fair.
And people are just like, well, if you did Pokemon Black, you have to do Black 2. And I'm like, you know what? You're not wrong.
Actually, like I have a very good counter argument.
Okay.
That has to do with, you know, the Ferris wheel shipping and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's a very long story. But essentially what happens is it's way more romantic if Anne ends up with the Pokemon he didn't leave with, because it means your main character got to Anne and they're together now and they exchanged dragons. I'm just saying, I did play, you know, Black and then White too. So.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I would say though, I don't know. So most of like what's decided is done on the Twitch stream. Like I want to make that clear. So like if you want to get the most out of this Nuzlocke, I know we posted on YouTube. The video will be up on YouTube hopefully not too long from now, and you guys can watch the end of the Nuzlocke. We do it very, very well. I'm very happy with the way it turned out. And we're in the process of like writing up rules for the next one so that people can actually read them, and they're already officially written down. So there's no more shenanigans like make Thatch go do a Pokemon musical, so that he can resurrect his Krakorok.
And what? I missed that part. Oh,
it's in there. It's in the YouTube. And so we've more or less formalized that, because at least we get PokeStar Studios in this one. It's essentially we want to do like a max revive clause, but like just using the max revive seems a little cheap. You know what I mean? And so I think there has to be something else that goes along with it, right? And at least for the entertainment value, I can go do something else.
Oh gosh, that I think you're setting yourself up for some very unpleasant times. But
yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean, to be fair, we only brought back like two things, I think, throughout the entire run. So
alternate timelines.
Yeah, alternate timelines, don't worry about it. It's fine. It was an okay time. We did crush the Elite Four though. I was pretty happy with that. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, so I do want to, I should set up a date, because I know people want to jump into those Nuzlockes like as they start and stuff like that. So I do want to say that we're going to try to start that Black Nuzlocke, as much as I hate this. Well, actually, I was going to say Thursday, but then I realized I have Monday off, like most of America. And so the day this comes out, September 2nd, let's say, I don't know, 6 p.m. Eastern, that's when we'll start the Black 2 Nuzlocke. Be there or be square.
Or be asleep, as I will be.
Or be asleep, yeah. Or watch it on YouTube. We're going to do it far more professionally. We're just going to get diced up into better chunks on YouTube. Hopefully nothing more than like two hour like chunks on YouTube, so that nobody has to be like, man, that's a 6 hour video.
I mean, you can pause it and come back later.
That's true, but I think it's a bit easier to digest when you have shorter videos.
Yeah, true.
I think it's a bit easier to digest. You remember where you are, and then we have more than 10 episodes for this Nuzlocke.
Yeah.
So we have 10 episodes because we pretty much just diced up every gym, and that's where I was like, I'm done for the night. And then we had like a session of grinding, and then we did the Elite Four. And that's, I mean, most of that Elite Four video is grinding.
Unsurprising.
Unsurprisingly, but we did do that. It was, I'm very excited to do it though, because like the Nuzlocke got a far better response than I thought it would. So like I said, if you want to be there, let's say 6 p.m. Eastern, September 2nd, Monday, September 2nd, be there or be square. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll get that Black 2 Nuzlocke off the ground. Maybe we'll get a badge. We do have to pick a starter, and I don't know how we're going to decide. I'm going to say not Emboar, though, because we already did Emboar.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be Oshawott or Snivy.
So essentially, you're going to have to throw Sublime and Osh in a parking lot and see who comes up the winner.
Well, the answer is Sublime in that fight. I know that fight.
Well, you're right.
I've seen both of them. I know which one would win.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of a given. Yeah. Sorry,
Oshawott. I know that. He would, that Sublime would win. But we'll have to come up with some fun way to do it, you know? Like, maybe we'll do some kind of like community vote in the Discord this week, and it'll go until that Monday. So, just as a way to like hype up the stream. So with that said, though, I think that's everything that's been going on in my life and everybody else's. So let's kick it on over and find out what's going on in Pokemon's life. Let's cue the epic music to get to that news.
Town Radio Tower. This just in.
And welcome to the news. In the news, we have, as always, some Pokemon Go stuff to talk about, because if you like Pokemon Go, there's things to do. Oh, this is actually really interesting that I found about Pokemon Go, by the way, this recently, is that players in Sweden are now getting Pokestop submissions for all level 40 players.
Oh.
This is something that I'm really upset isn't coming out faster in the United States. I can understand to an extent why they're slowing it down, but like Pokestop submissions have been rolling out in Sweden. Sweden's like a country that I care about, and all of the countries in South America, which makes sense because South America probably doesn't have like as many areas that have been cataloged.
Yeah.
And it's also in Denmark. So like I'm happy to see it's getting to Europe. So maybe then eventually it'll come to the US, because I know Ingress has a similar thing where you can submit portals and they get reviewed and they get put in.
Yeah.
And early Ingress was very unregulated in that, because in early Ingress, you could actually like make your doormat a portal and they would sometimes just okay that.
Yeah, it was a bit messy.
Yeah, it was not great. So just keep that in mind. I think that's probably what they're trying to avoid, is just like a flood of Pokestop submissions, because compared to Ingress and probably also to Harry Potter, you're probably going to have just a massive number of people playing the game.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, the first country in Europe is Sweden, which doesn't...
No, it was Denmark.
Well, still, not a ton of people living in Denmark or Sweden compared to, say, France or the United States.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
So...
I agree with that wholeheartedly. But that's interesting. I hope we keep getting that slow rollout to the rest of the world and eventually the United States, so they can be like, yeah, we can handle these Pokestop submissions. Granted, you know, there's going to be somebody that ruins it. There's going to be someone that ruins it.
I mean, if the process is, you know, anti-spam, like, you kind of pick out the ones you might possibly want instead of saying, oh, everything that comes through just goes through a review. And I think they're also like making the higher level Ingress players work for it. I might be wrong about this, but I think they are using the player base itself to review the submissions at some point.
That seems okay with me. Like, if you just pick somebody from people from that community to be like, yeah, no, I think that's a fair thing, because be like, that's obviously a doormat, you know. I think that would be good. That's not a bad idea.
You have an extra level of
it's,
I don't know.
It's peer review. It's peer review for portals and stuff.
Yeah.
I dig it. I dig it. If you're into the Pokemon Go PvP scene, unlike me, there is a change for trainer battles in Pokemon Go. From now on, trainer battles will have an additional 30 seconds to the original start time restriction to allow for more strategy and less time-based match deciders. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that affects me.
how much did they have before? Was it like 60 or was it 30 already?
I think this is a big change for them. I can't comment properly. I wish I could. Kind of not, though. And if you enjoy Pokemon Go PvP, more power to you. And hopefully this changes it. Maybe send them an email about it. You could tell me about it instead of leaving me a nasty iTunes review. No shade.
You really need to stop with that.
And
oh, by the way,
yes,
you have to say it.
What?
Hi, Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan. Yeah, that's true. He's probably playing Pokemon Go right now. And so, moving on though, the rest of the details for the Jirachi research are out, because there was a roadblock of spin Pokestop 7 days in a row. So that's out finally. You can check that out. And this week is also starting all of like the September like ultra prizes for Pokemon Go, which are really cool. Like, I think Mewtwo's coming back, or not Mewtwo, Deoxys is coming to raids. Bunch of cool stuff happening next week, starting next week, I should say. And every week has something different for like the next 3 weeks. So definitely check that out. Oh, and also we got the new research reward for completing research for the next 2 months. Get ready for this.
Get ready to be underwhelmed.
Flower Crown Eevee. That's it. That's the only thing.
It can be shiny, though. Changes everything. It can be shiny.
If you work your butt off, you can have a flower crown of each evolution. Maybe, possibly.
And possibly all shiny? No.
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 You'll never manage to have them all shiny. And you'll also not ever manage to make them all work, because you have like 8 weeks, maybe 9 if your days like work out perfectly.
Yeah.
And guess what? 3 of them are random, so.
Yep. It's, yep. Mm-hmm. All right, though. Yeah, that's mostly it for Pokemon Go. We have Pokemon Masters came out this week. Obviously, we're going to talk about that a little bit. But also, if you want to, what am I thinking of? If you want to go ahead and snag a shiny Solgaleo or Lunala, they are available on the Pokemon Pass app from October 21st to November 10th, because they were just like, you know, these Pokemon that we shiny locked, it turns out we're not going to put them in the next game, probably. And they're just like, we should give out their shiny forms before it's impossible to catch them ever again. And so that's what they did.
Yay.
So you just go to GameStop. You do have to use the PokePass app, which is the new thing. This is like the first actual Pokemon distribution, I think, with that app. Unless you count the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee stuff that they were giving away. So you have to go there. You use the PokePass app. You just download it, which is really nice because it gets you around having like the GameStop people try to lie to you until you have to pre-order Sword and Shield to be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just think it through like that. But yes, you could go ahead and get shiny Solgaleo and Lunala, also known as their sunburnt forms. Because that's all it looks like. They just get red.
They look so bad.
They don't look good at all.
Well, the one thing about Lunala, I just like thinking of like the Blood Moon, you know?
Maybe. That one's a little bit better.
But the lion is just like, why do I want, like, what, Scar from the Lion King? Like, I don't care. It's just a red lion.
Also, if in Japan they're getting shiny Necrozma's still unavailable otherwise.
Yeah.
Which is really weird to me. Like, hey, maybe we should have done shiny Necrozma at the same time, guys. And they're like, no. But yeah. So shiny Necrozma's coming out. Think about that. Yeah. It's really sad. I feel it's just like this disconnect, and it hurts me very much so.
It comes out, starts with it in Japan at September 6th through November 14th. So like right before Sun and Shield. Or
Sword and Shield. Yeah, Sun and Shield. That should be the new. I'm done with it.
We're just gonna remake a Sun. We'll have all the Pokemon, but one version will have all the Pokemon. One version won't.
Oh God. all right, but so that's it for really the Pokemon news outside of Pokemon Masters this week. We can go ahead and just dive into a little bit of Puckle news. First of all, like we said last week, the Kanto vs. the World tournament is accepting signups right now. If you want to get a chance to win a copy of Pokemon Sword or Shield and possibly get into the final tournament of the year to get a Nintendo Switch Lite, you could go ahead and do that. I'm very excited to be able to like give away a Nintendo Switch Lite because it's cheaper than a Nintendo Switch. But
it's also Pokemon themed.
Wait, we're getting the Pokemon themed one?
Maybe. If we get a good deal on that.
I don't want to make a promise on that.
Exactly. Maybe. I said maybe.
If not, maybe it'll be teal. It could be teal or black or yellow. Take your
Honestly,
pick.
Honestly, the teal one looks better than the Pokemon themed one. So.
The teal one is pretty snazzy. Like, I wish we got the Pokemon themed one. I wish we would have gotten the color scheme as Joy-Cons. For like the regular Switch. I would have been okay with that. I know they're trying to push the Switch Lite because they go, hey, Pokemon game's coming out, cheaper console, so that we can get the masses. Because that is in fact what they were doing. I can't wait to do that. So you guys get into that. Pokemon tournaments and Puckle. Yeah. Go to the Discord for more details. Yeah. Other than that though, like I said in the previous segment, Twitch stream on Monday, September 2nd, the day the show comes out. 6 p.m. Be there, be square to see the Black 2 Nuzlocke get kicked off. It'll be super exciting. I promise. I hope it's exciting.
It will be.
But we're gonna start a new journey. It'll be great. All right. But that is it for Puckle News, unless I forgot something. Probably did. And
fine.
we're gonna kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're gonna quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. That means no internet, no nothing. You guys got to use what's in your head. Whimsicott and Shamu are going to be operating today as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions, most of them sourced from our Discord server. You can go to the trivia channel on our Discord server and submit trivia there, and we really appreciate it. We use it, and you can see if you can stump the co-host. So, yeah, I think that's good. I think it's good. So you're going to have 5. One of them is going to have a bonus point attached to it. And then, of course, you can always use your hint. If you don't use the hint, though, and you get all the questions correct, you can get a possible total of 7 points today. You are in a race with your fellow co-host to 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets a $20 credit to our T Public store. So you can get something like a throw pillow or a tapestry or a coffee mug. I forget they sell coffee mugs. Or as Sigma's put it, a phone case. And but you can go over there, you can pick one of those up. This segment, as always, is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, the website which is your one-stop shop for all art, anime, and otherwise. Like I said last week, they have this really cool shirt called it's a natural one on a D20, and it says all out of spell slots, need a long rest.
They also have a t-shirt version of their Mothman pin, which is awesome.
I love it. They're doing such a good job. So, like, I suggest you guys go check out AnimeGravy.com. Those guys are just fantastic people. So, moving on, though, let's jump into these questions. Our first question comes from P. McGee. Who is the only Pokemon to have the Honey Gather ability and not be a bee? And not honey be based gather on a bee? Yeah.
Is that Diorsa? Maybe?
I feel like that's actually right.
I mean, pretty much all of its Pokedex questions talk about honey. Let's see, what else could it be? Okay, so not based on a bee, like how technical do we want to be? Like, say, Vespiquen is a wasp, not a bee.
No, no.
Okay. Okay. It's actually that whole evolution line cut out because even Vespiquen doesn't get it. It's just
okay. Okay, I'm just like, you know.
Essentially, it's well, what has Honey Gather other than Combi? that's the question. I want to say 10 years, but I felt like it. I thought something else got it differently.
Wait. What if it's something like Slurpuff or something like that, based like on a sweet or something?
I don't think they get it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of stuff that would like be based around it. Teddy Ursa is the only thing I could think of at the moment, but like I don't think that's right still.
Does Ursaring have abilities that Teddy Ursa doesn't have?
I don't know. I know what Ursaring gets, and it gets like Quick Feet and Guts. I think it's like Vital Spirit or some awful other ability. It might be good still, I don't remember.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, Shimu.
I was gonna say Teddy Ursa. I don't think it's right, but I can't think of anything else.
Same.
Teddy Ursa is correct.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's Teddy Ursa. He gets Honey Gather. All right, so that's 1-for-1. This next question comes from somebody a long time ago in the trivia chat, and I forgot to write down their name. But there are 2 answers to this, but I count it as a 1-point question because if you get one of them, you should be able to get the other one naturally. So every generation, we have a Pokerap from generations 1 to 5. My favorite one is still the one that comes with the music video of the guys who did the Cleveland Rocks theme song for the Drew Carey Show. The presidency of the United States, they did a video, and it's probably the worst Poke Rap. But in Generation 3, there was a Poke Rap, and they only include the Generation 3 Pokemon, obviously, except for 2. There are 2 Pokemon in the Generation 3 Poke Rap that aren't Generation 3. Who are they? I would say from previous generations as well. They're from previous generations.
Yeah. I feel like one of them is probably Pikachu.
I've never heard a single Pokérap in my entire life, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's all right. I'm so sorry. This is a bad question for you.
Like, the Generation 3 one, I didn't even know it existed for Generation 3. I knew Generation 2 had one, not Generation 3, though. So I always consume Pikachu. That's the only one I really, I assume they threw it in because it's Pikachu.
Wait. Does the Pokérap have like that thing where it's sung by someone specific?
No.
Okay. Because I remember like in the, say, the original Japanese Team Rocket songs from the beginning of the anime, like you'd have had Meowth and Wobbuffet like do their cries, essentially, you know, so it would technically have their names in it and stuff like that, but
Maybe Pikachu and Meowth. I don't, cause that would be another one that would be from not Generation 3 for sure.
Yeah.
Meowth and Pikachu would be the two staple Pokemon that I could think of.
He did say they essentially came as a pair, though.
Oh.
So, I mean, maybe it's as you say, it's an anime thing, so if it's Pikachu, it has to be Meowth, because it's the counterpart. But, I don't know. I have no idea. Do you want to go Pikachu Meowth? I'm fine with that.
I guess. I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of that would be sensical or logical.
Yeah.
Pikachu and Meowth are unfortunately incorrect. The answers are actually Mew and Celebi, because they were excluded from their Pokéraps, respectively.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun fact. Did not know that. All right, the next question is a Pokédex entry, and you have to tell me who that Pokémon is. So this one comes from, you guessed it, Uncle Oshawott. But he says, in Pokémon Y, its Pokédex entry says, it is highly popular among female trainers for its sublime fur. It does not keep a nest. Who's that Pokemon?
So it has fur and it doesn't keep a nest.
What was the first part of it?
It is highly popular among female trainers for its sublime fur. It does not keep a nest.
The nest part I just don't get. Because first off, I went with Stuffle because I noticed that has a thing with like female trainers. Like they're
Pokemon
like,
Y entry.
Pokemon Y.
Oh, I didn't hear with Pokemon Y.
I'll give you that part. You say a Gen 7 Pokemon, I'm going to slap you.
I know stuff like Wigglytuff is renowned for its very soft fur. And I know like Cinccino has that really maybe pretty fur scarf. But the thing is about Cinccino that Mincino's Pokedex entries are all about it cleaning. Keeping wherever it lives clean.
Yeah.
So saying it doesn't keep a nest makes me think it should not be Mincino.
Yeah.
But why would they specify that Wigglytuff doesn't keep a nest?
I don't know. These are just not, like, they're just too far off.
Yeah, I mean, so something that's furry and cute and that you would think would keep a nest but doesn't. So a bunny, maybe? Some kind of bunny?
I don't know.
But Bunnelby doesn't look very feminine. We don't have also, a nest. Yeah. I honestly don't know. Furry keeps a nest.
I like that you know that.
I know that because there's a Pokédex entry that says it keeps an S that's like, it's shaped like fur, so nothing else can get in because fur is long and thin. I honestly have no idea.
Maybe Furfru? That would be
Furfru?
Because when you say Pokémon Y, the big issue is like, there's still like 500 Pokémon to go through.
I mean, like, you actually, yeah, exactly.
And it's not saying it's a Generation 6, it's just that.
Okay, like, so do you have an answer? I need an answer.
No, do you want to go, I don't know, what's something
Machamp.
Small? No, but let's at least do, like, I don't know, Cinccino.
Sure.
Cinccino is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Delcatty.
Oh.
Why would a cat keep a nest?
It doesn't. It says it doesn't keep a nest.
But why would you need to specify that?
I don't know.
It's just, yeah.
10-year-old writing this stuff. Arr.
All right. So question number 4, it has a bonus point attached to it. So there's technically a third move in this, but you'd have to... I'll give it to you if you give it, but there are two moves that actually have a Pokemon type in their name, but don't do damage of that type. The move is actually not of that type. What moves are they?
One would be Water Sport.
Water Sport? Another is...
Well, no, the move is of not that type. That's the question.
Oh, not that type.
It's not that type. That's my apologies.
Oh, you said it doesn't do damage of that type.
That's what I meant. I apologize. I didn't mean it in that way, because then you get status moves. But what I mean is the move has a name. It has a type in its name.
It's a different type than what it's
named. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I can't remember if flying press is fighting or flying. I think it's... fighting.
It's both.
Technically, it's a fighting type move.
Yes, so that might be one. Is there I don't know, flying kick or something as well? No.
No. Let's see.
There are two more moves on top of flying press.
Okay.
Flying press was one.
If you get all of them, I'll give you the redemption point.
Okay.
Okay. Trying to think about anything else. They could be a status or an offensive move. It's just they don't do that type.
I will tell you that they're both offensive moves.
They're both offensive.
Okay. That's something. So Darkest Lariat is a dark type move.
Would it have to be dark?
I'll give you the types. I'll give you the types now because you guys are struggling and don't realize you should just use the hint.
No, you don't see. We were using the entire minute, and then we're going to get the extra minute with the hint.
I'll give it to you anyway. One is a flying-type move, and one is a fighting-type move.
Okay.
One does things outside of battle. The other one has a specific Pokemon that can learn it.
Oh, Rock Smash is the fighting-type move. Flying is Dragon Ascent.
It doesn't have the...
Dragon Ascent. Rock Smash. Yeah.
And Rock Smash. Yeah, you're perfectly right. Huh.
Those are correct. You got all 3 points, so you are 4-4 today, guys.
Somehow.
Yeah, magically. and so you guys can take that to the bank. Our last question, as always, is a base stat question. And our base stat question this week is about the lowest special attack of all water type Pokemon. Who is it?
Lowest special attack of waters?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
What are, like, baby Pokemon that are water type?
Do forms count?
Sure.
Because, okay. I was thinking about Wishiwashi.
Oh, well.
I think there's something lower than it. I'm just thinking of just trying to make sure that.
I do think there's something even lower. Like, say,
there probably is.
Wimpod, maybe?
Wimpod sounds actually accurate.
Because it's, like, super useless. Oh, wait, Pukumuku.
Yeah, no, Pukumuku would be, I think, the answer.
Yeah, has to be, right? Unless it has, like, 30 and it just never uses it. I think it's Wimpod or Pukumuku. What do you think?
It's, like, one of the two, that's the thing. I just don't... I think it's more likely to be Pukumuku.
I mean, what's Pukumuku's base stat total?
Oh, I don't know. It's not really good.
It's like...
I know that.
420, I don't know.
I'm gonna need an answer.
Okay. So I am inclined to believe it's one of those two, but you pick Shamu.
I think Wimpod, actually. I'm like, thinking about Wimpod. Same. Wimpod had, like, no stats except for, like, speed, I think.
Same. Let's go Wimpod.
Wimpod is unfortunately incorrect. Huh. The answer is Feebas.
Oh.
With a base stat of 10 in special attack. The next highest is is Magikarp with 15, followed by Meryl with 20. Azurill ties Meryl. Well, that's not water type. Never mind. Exactly. Wimpod is 20, though. Wimpod's 20, so it wasn't too far off. You were in the top bottom five there. Wishiwashi's 25, so for those of you at home.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I knew it had to be.
You guys got 4 points for that today. That changes the leaderboard since nobody was on it. Currently, Whimsicott's in first place with 9 points, followed up by Dr. Shamu with 4, and everybody else has yet to get on the board. Race to 30, guys. Get there. Get there. Be square. So that is it for this episode of Puckle's Poke Quiz. We are going to take a short break and be right back at you with the topic. Hey guys, and I'd like to thank everybody who takes the time to review us on iTunes or whatever platform they listen to us on. It helps the show grow, and we really just appreciate it. So I'd like to read a new iTunes review. I found this podcast shortly after the announcement of the National Dex cut. I was very upset for a number of reasons, and I wanted to hear opinions from competitive players other than myself. When I found Puckle and listened to their first episode that covered the hashtag Bring Back National Dex movement, I was hooked. I've been following the podcast since then, and I love hearing multiple opinions from people who are way more knowledgeable about Pokemon than I am. Thank you guys, and God bless. Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for that review. I will read your review on the podcast as well if you go ahead and drop us a review over on iTunes or whatever platform you guys feel like dropping a review on. It helps people find the show, and we really appreciate it. So we're going to kick things on over to the topic. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is going to be Pokemon Masters, the game that just recently came out on mobile, because that's what everybody wanted. Everybody was like, man, you know what, Pokemon? We could use another mobile game. And they were just like, yeah, we could. Pokemon Go is great. And they actually treat it like marketing-wise. They've treated this a lot more like Pokemon Go than I would say they have in the past with some of their other games, such as Magikarp Jump.
Oh, yeah.
And even Pokemon Duel. But Pokemon Duel got a premature end because of laws. And so Pokemon Masters, for those of you who are unaware, it's kind of a more traditional Pokemon experience, but I don't want to say it is. In that there are Pokemon battles, that's what it's centered around. Unlike Pokemon Go, which is centered around the capture mechanic. But in this one, it's purely a gacha game. If you've ever played anything like, I would say Fate, or if you've played Fire Emblem Heroes, it is more akin to Fire Emblem Heroes, I think, than anything else. Obviously, because it was the same company that did it.
Yeah, it's more akin to Fire Emblem Heroes. There are similarities other than Fate Grand Order and some others.
I mean, so I'm not a fan of gacha games to begin with. I will make that much clear. I am not a fan of gacha games. I think that it is just a waste of money and a money pit, a sink that I will just get addicted to, and I don't want to get to that point. I'm just going to get that clear bias like right out of the way. because I think that's an important distinction when I talk about it. Like, I'm already looking at it from a negative viewpoint of, oh, hey, it's a gacha game. And
yeah.
I mean, that is what it is. It is a gacha game.
It is. It definitely is.
I will say there are some merits to it. So first, let me start off with some bad things, and I'll say some nice things about it. And then we can talk about it. So first, like we said at the beginning of the show, very pretty. It's a very pretty looking game.
Extremely so.
I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool way to pay homage to characters from previous games, because I think Pokemon's just had this, like, realization that people really like their characters as of late, because if you look at the Pokemon Sword and Shield and stuff like that, they're really focusing on the characters. They're being very heavy-handed about that. Mm-hmm. And you can tell just in the character design for Sword and Shield that they're just like, yeah, characters matter. So, minus Hop.
Except Hop.
Yeah. I think that's something that's very evident, and I really do appreciate the love for past characters, even some of like the most trivial characters. Like, who is it? Not Cynthia. Cheryl. Cheryl's in this.
Cheryl. I love Cheryl so much in this game right now. Like, she's great.
And anybody people are just like, but who's Cheryl? And the answer is, she's that one girl that helped you walk through that one forest that one time.
Yep.
In Sinnoh. She's the one with Chansey.
Yep.
With the long green hair.
She helped you walk through Eterna Forest. And so that's what it is. I think it's great though. I really like that they've dug deep on that. They make some deep cuts there. And it's really cool in that way.
There's also this guy with a beard or a weird like tuft of hair on his chin.
Yes.
I don't know who he is.
I'm also really okay with a few other things. One, when you do actually pay into or play into the gacha mechanic, they lock the characters to a certain star level when you're pulling them, at least for now. I am a fan of that, because that was one of the reasons I didn't like Fire Emblem Heroes, because I didn't like the idea of, oh, I'll pull a 3-star Crom, and then it's not going to be ever as good as if I ever pull a 5-star Crom.
Yeah.
And that's always a problem I had. They do get around that as well in this game, because you can level up your characters. I don't think it's an easy task. But
they've got like a upgrading potential, or like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think Fire Emblem Heroes has a version of that. I don't know much about it. Like, I know Fate
got
like a grailing mechanic, so you essentially make any unit level 100.
Yeah, which I'm okay with.
So,
I'm really okay with that. That makes me feel better about it. Granted, it's going to be a bit more of a grind.
Yeah, if you like a certain character, like, you can make them your main unit. It's just it'll mm-hmm. take more time, more of a grind, because they still have their own initial level caps, like. Level or
yes.
3 stars go to level 30. I don't know if 4 stars are 40 and 5 stars are 50. I don't remember off the top of my head. I can look that up.
I am very curious about it though. I really do like the way they do it. The other thing that I really like about the way they do it is there are no activity points, so you can just kind of keep going as much as you want in this game.
It's a passive thing.
Yeah, it's very passive.
Okay, I just found the max levels. It's 30, 35, and 40. I might need to look into that, because I don't know if, let's see. Oh, okay, they all can get the... Okay, they all can,
yeah.
I believe. Okay.
Yeah.
I was making sure that they all can get to the level The yes. 5-star level 100 thing.
Yes, they can.
They're the potential upgrade, I believe. I don't know how you get it at this point.
Nope.
But they show it in the game, and I think you can get them at this point.
Yeah, no, it does exist. It does exist. This system does exist, and I think that's really good. I also think compared to some other mechanics, or compared to some other Pokemon spinoff games, I do like that they are somewhat true to the Pokemon mechanics. I can't say that entirely, though, because like I do get frustrated at points because they will just like pick and choose when a Pokemon is weak to a certain type, just to simplify it.
Yeah. They choose like one type they're weak to, and then one type they're like...
Well, and then sometimes they just choose random Pokemon for it. They just choose randomly, because like I've had a Pidgey be weak to electric type, and then a Pidgey also be weak to rock type, but never both at the same time.
No, it'll be like for the random trainer, that's what they do. They're like, oh, this... Because they want to make it... Oh, so that battle is weak to two types until later on. I believe they make it three types, but like...
Yes.
Initially, that's why they change it. So it's like, oh, it is technically weak to electric and rock, but since this node already got a lot of Pokemon that are weak to rock, and then you have a water weakness, we don't want to make this Pidgey weak to electric. We'll just make it weak to rock this time around, so you're more likely to use the rock.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of that mechanic, personally.
Yeah, I get it.
I just don't like that, because it's not true to the Pokemon core experience. And, I mean, I have my own particularities about these types of things. That's why, like, things like the national decks, like, bothered me. And stuff like that. Like, it's a way that I like to play Pokemon. It's a way that I enjoy it. So, like, this kind of watered it down for me. And I, you know, it's not the real Pokemon experience in my mind because of that. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on it? I know Shamu's played far more, and I know Whimsicott's played about it as much as I have.
I haven't played much more than you have, but.
Oh, really?
Oh. No, because I'm like a chapter. I'm a chapter ahead of you, really.
Honestly, I'd rather just play. I'd rather just play Fire Emblem. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I know certain things about it because I've been talking with people and looking up and stuff, but, like, it's... I enjoy it as a game, but really the fact that they are so... It's just the fact that they're so money-hungry. Like, I expected them to...
Oh, yes, that is the problem.
But it is just... It is painful.
Like, it's absurd compared to other gachas I've seen.
It is. And the pity mechanic they have is really ridiculous. Because essentially... So, we'll say, like, usually, like, the more you pay in, the more of a kickback you'll get. With this, you really don't get one. There's no, like, it's, what, I think, $80 for, like, 9,800.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, it's that with it, it's 3-10 rolls. If I were to put that into Fate, I would get about, like, 5 to 6. I would be getting double that.
Oof.
Though there's different, like, mechanics with it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the amount of money. Like, to get a full set of rolls, it costs you something like $30-some. Like, or close to $30. I don't like that. This doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
It's an insane amount of money. And they have it so every 100 gems, you get a scout point or something like that. I don't remember what they call it.
Yeah, but it's like,
mechanic.
Yeah.
So every 100 gems, you get a scout point. So for example, you put a 300 in, you get 3 scout points. Once you get 400 scout points, you just get to take a 5-star, but it's only on that banner. So once that banner rolls over, those scout points just go away.
Ugh, that's
so
disgusting.
It's just like, so if you were just to keep rolling, and like, I just want this 5-star, and you don't get it with that 400, you probably spent about $500.
To get one.
At that
to point, get one.
To get
guarantee.
One.
Put that into perspective. Like, it's just one for $500. Like,
saying you don't get them before, and it's
yeah,
so
to be fair, I don't know that I didn't expect anything personally. I didn't expect anything different, right? Because I fully expected this to be 1000% gotcha. Let's just go ahead and just like spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then on top of the randomness, granted, they do let you get like a lot of trainers like through the story mode, which I am okay with.
Yeah, they give you a lot of welfare units. Like, here's a free unit. Like, every chapter, every other chapter.
It's about every chapter, so yeah.
No, it's every chapter, I think, after like the first one or two.
Yeah. It's about every chapter you get a new unit, which is great. I mean, granted, they're mostly all 3-stars.
There's a couple of, like, higher ones, because I think, I'll look at the levels real quick, or the units.
Well, you get Rosa right away. She's 5-stars.
She's 5, but I think that's the only one. I think everybody else is 3.
No, you get some more later.
Yeah.
towards the end, you get a couple.
By the way, is the like you get a free scout the first time around, and does everyone get the same thing? No, I don't.
What did you get?
So, right?
What did you get?
I got Whitney.
Yeah,
I got Whitney as well. I think it's Whitney. Everyone, I think it's Whitney. Locked to Whitney.
So you get a 4-star essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me look at some of these, because like later on you get a Sirola, which is a 5-star, though she's not really good in my opinion. I have to scroll around through this.
I believe there's a good chunk of people in this one. It's not
Yeah. You get a couple 5-stars throughout later on, because I know Sharon's the last one you get, who's also a 5-star.
It's
Claire's a 4-star.
I do like that you get things throughout the story, but like I said, this is just like full gotcha.
It is. It definitely is.
I've never been a fan of full gacha games. I can't get behind it. It just seems very money hungry, very greedy. And granted, I doubt they care, because they're probably just looking for the people who are whales to come and fund their game. This isn't Pokemon Go, right? Pokemon Go can be played as a completely free experience, and I guess this could be to an extent. But you're going to be sitting there grinding gems forever.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I just wanted to get the 3,000 gems to do, you know, the guaranteed 5-star, 10 spin, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's paid, yeah.
You only paid, okay, whatever. Yeah. And the thing is, even if, like, maybe I want to get the other, and it's like, it's taking me, what, 3 days of playing, because I don't have all the time. To get to a point where I can do one thing in the game. Like, I fully expected that at least, like, say, the first week you're playing, they were going to give you more freebies so that you into the game and then you start giving them lots and lots and lots of money. But they just don't.
Well, what they do, they did it over time.
I just don't see a lot of longevity here, you know, in terms of just, like, the game itself. I don't see a lot of longevity, and that's one of the things that I'm scared of. Like, I'm scared of... So, first of all, Pokemon just doesn't have a very good track record on their mobile games in the past, because if you look at most of their mobile games in, like, the past 5 years, almost all of them are gone. And so, if you put money... So, I put money into Pokemon Duel initially. Like, when it first came out, I was getting into it. I had a lot of fun, because honestly... The trading figure game is a game that should have existed, and it was awesome. And I'm very into the idea that they had a trading figure game in terms of the in terms of Pokemon Duel. But now Pokemon Duel is gone, and there's not even going to be a way to play it after they stop supporting it come in the next couple of months. So that's what I'm worried about here. Granted, it's DNA, so it probably has a little bit more staying power, right? But I'm worried about, say, in 2-3 years, like, is this game even going to be around? It's not going to be like Pokemon Go, where Pokemon Go is here forever.
Oh, yeah. Right?
But I don't know if Pokemon Masters will be here forever.
No.
I can see it being here for a year or two. Granted, Fire Emblem Heroes has, like, a huge, huge fan base. And you slap a Pokemon title on something like that, you probably get something out of it. But, I don't know anymore. I just don't really know.
I don't know. I feel like... It's the kind of game where, like, if you like Pokemon and you want to put a mobile game on your phone that's Pokemon, it's going to be Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I think that's a far better game in terms of mobile Pokemon. I don't think there's a lot of space for this other than I really want to collect the waifus, right? I can really see they do different costumes for people, or they, we were talking about this between the breaks, but like there is a Brock that you can get with a different costume that also can get a Tyranitar.
You can get that from the
same Brock, right?
It's not a different Brock. It's the same Brock.
Same Brock. So all I see them doing instead of coming out with new characters is coming out with new outfits for characters.
They'll probably make a couple new characters as, like, things come out and then they do stuff, but a lot of it will probably be, like, costumes. They'll, like, here's, we'll say, like, Red, like, Old Red or something like that, because they give him a new outfit in this one. Though he's not even out and he's not even finished.
I'm a little upset about that. I don't know why I feel like this game might have been rushed out just, like, a little bit.
I think it was, because there's just, like, there's people who aren't even done, and there's, like...
Yeah, I think this game was rushed out just, like, a little bit.
The one thing I want to make sure we say, I don't know if we said it yet, but there is no actual, like, AP or energy cost.
You just kind of go when you're at your own pace.
Essentially, yeah, and you can just set it to auto, fast, whatever. So you can just set it to go around. You just gotta, like, make sure you tap it in between and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be decent enough if this was a bit more entertaining.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
But that's why they make it slightly
better than Pokemon Go PvP in my mind. Like, slightly.
Yeah. The biggest thing,
but just because it looks better.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. It's like a little bit better. Not, I wouldn't say 100% better, but a little bit better. I appreciate the effort. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
The biggest thing I'm worried about is how the events are going to go, because that's really what's going to determine the staying power. And if they make more actual, just generic story.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The staying power is going to be determined by these events, and I don't know how good these events are going to be. I'm not feeling too confident about that.
Yeah,
I really don't feel too confident about that.
I don't know. I just feel like, honestly, I can put it down in writing right now. At the end of my life, I will have put more hours into Magikarp Jump than I will have put into this one.
Probably, actually, yeah. I think that Pokemon Masters is, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a good game. I just really wouldn't call it a good game.
No, it's yeah. just...
It's an okay game.
It's good, but the thing that drives me a bit nuts about this, and it's something I think is driving you nuts as well, is that it looks so good, and it has all of these Pokemon models in it.
I'm a little upset about that, by the way. I'm, like, a little bit salty, because, like, there's a really cool, like, overworld and, like, life to this world, even just being, like, a small game like this.
Exactly.
It just blows my mind that we have such a cool little, like world here. It's livable. We've got all of these Pokemon there. If this game has more Pokemon in it than Pokemon Sword and Shield, I'm gonna cry.
Same. Hard same.
I'm also upset by this game for a couple of reasons. One, Mega Evolution is in it. That's been confirmed. I don't know in what sense, but like when Red is ever released, he has Mega Charizard.
Okay, no. What it is when you do your Sync move, your Pokemon
really?
Mega Evolve, if you have that available. Like Karen has that, Nolan has it, Bugsy has it, a couple of units do.
So, like in Pokken.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. So once you think move, you get your Mega, and I think some of their moves change for certain Pokemon. I think Karen does. I'm not sure, though. I don't have her. I haven't used her.
Okay, that makes sense to me, though. But, like, so you still have that mechanic to an extent. And then we also have sync moves, which are legitimately just Z moves. They're just 1,000% Z moves. And... They even took the same font and text style. They didn't even try. They just did that, and I don't know. I guess it's a way to pay homage to those mechanics, but at the same time, I'm upset that those mechanics aren't returning to Sword and Shield. Like, this game sits very oddly with me, because the Pokemon Company has made very clear that they want to try to move away from things like this, and then they went and did it. It's just sending me a lot of mixed messages as a person who just... I mean, granted, I'm not the normal person. I sit and analyze this market more often than I should. And I sit and think about it and their business decisions and what that means for us. And I think it's very... I don't know. It's just... It sits in a very awkward place for me in terms of, like, mechanics. And it's just like, you're sending me mixed messages here, Pokemon Company. You need to sort out what you actually want.
For me, it's actually, like, a slightly different issue. Like, I look at this... Like, this little thing that's on my phone, it fits in my hand. And I think, there's no way that you can't put a battling system into your home mobile app.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't do that, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh yeah, I think we could absolutely. Because, like, obviously the models work really well, right?
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, these models are the ones from the 3DS, by the way, for those of you unaware. And uninitiated. These are the 3DS models. We don't know. Let's not get into, like, the whole Switch thing, because there are people who believe it and don't believe it that they had to remake them, but, you know, to each their own right now. And so we do have these models. They play really well. And yeah, I think you're exactly right. At least Home is probably going to include these models. I hope they do. Because it'd be better than Pokemon Bank right now, which only has, like, the little sprites for the box images.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're gonna put the models into Pokemon Home and all you're gonna let me do with them is, like, turn them around, like in Pokedex 3D, what's gonna be, like, I'm gonna be even more upset somehow.
I agree with you. I think that they should allow us to do a lot more things in Home. And it sounds like Home is gonna, the intention is to make it something bigger and better.
We'll
don't
see.
I mean, they're already using it to replace the Global Link, right? And It's I don't know. I want to see Home before I pass Full Judgment, but I'm not feeling too confident about it. I think it would. I think there's a lot of opportunity to put a battling system on Home, and I think that could go over really well, especially if you're going to charge me. If you want to charge me $10 a year to do that, all for it. If you want to charge me $20 a year to do that, honestly, I'll pay the extra $20 a year.
Honestly, for like a battling system, people would probably pay like $30 a year.
Yeah, I would pay $30 a year to have a battling system on my phone. That would be so cool. Just to be able to do that, because it was it's always like a thing for me, especially like when we go to these Pokemon events, like when we go to Nationals, and when I go just to like random Pokemon events and stuff like that, I always carry my 3DS with me, you know, just in case, you know, just in case people want to play actual Pokemon. sorry Pokemon Go crowd, and they want to play like cartridge based Pokemon. And I always bring my stuff with me just because, like, I feel naked without it, you know? And this would be a great way to, like, take a system out of my pocket, right? Especially with the Switch not being as portable, I would say, as the 3DS. I mean, it's definitely not pocketable, the Switch. Even the Switch Lite, that's not pocketable. And I think that's something that needs to be... I think it's something that should be done, because they already said they're going to put trading in it. I would like to see battling put into it to at least some extent, like... At least show me that you're making an effort, because I know in Pokemon Bank we can't do items right now, and I wouldn't expect that in Home either at this point, which would definitely change like battling dynamics without held items. But
you
put in held items, and I'm okay with that, or battle boxes or something.
Exactly. You make like team boxes where like I don't know, you bring the Pokemon from Home and the items from your actual game or whatever. Like if it's not like an official quote-unquote way of battling, you can just say, oh, these are my Pokemon, and Home like gives you a certain amount of items that you can temporarily put on them just for the sake of battling with Home. It would work perfectly well. You might even like make it a reward system to get them, or some, like say you have to deposit 100 Pokemon
that gets me back in the day, man. I miss that stuff. Because, right? Like, the big one for me was, like, if you... So, I think the first box system I played with heavily was Pokemon Ranch, or My Pokemon Ranch. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing. This has nothing to do with Masters anyway, but...
I feel like we've gotten very much off topic.
We have, but we're kind of done. Is there anything else you want
to
say?
A lot else to say about Masters at the moment?
There's an event happening soon.
I feel like, really... Yeah, it starts on the, I think, like, after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Really, it's more likely this is going to be a topic we have to come back to after a couple months have passed.
So, final note for Masters for me, I'm tired of seeing the freaking loading screen thing. It's just there all the time. I think that was the thing that stuck out to me the most, and how much I just disliked it, how often that loading screen is there.
The first 15 minutes I played, it restarted like 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good user experience.
No.
It's initially there's a lot of updates, because like when I first booted up, it updated like...
It's like a gigabyte of updates. It's like a gigabyte.
Oh, no, it definitely is. It's a gig of updates, then there's more after that. Because like it did one update, like restart, oh, here's another update. And they're like, oh, here's like a little update.
Okay, and the worst thing for me was I wasn't sure whether I wanted to hear like Japanese or the English voices. And so initially I selected Japanese, and then I realized I didn't like that very much. And so I changed the setting. And it restarted the game.
Wow.
Might have to reload everyone.
The little loading screen thing just, like, makes me lose my mind. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Plus, I mean, I know it, like, this is probably tied to how good it looks. And if you, like, set the graphics on low, it's probably going to fix it. But it drains my battery worse than Pokemon Go ever did.
It's probably not optimized, to be fair, at this point. And I would say the same thing probably was true of Fire Emblem Heroes for me as well when that launched. Because like I played it for like a couple of months after it came out as a free player, and that one was very power hungry as well. It might just be DNA's way of coding. Also, I'd say this is probably a little bit more graphic intensive than Pokemon Go.
With the animations and all that, 100% more.
So that's it on Pokemon Masters. We can talk about Home another day. So let's take a short break, and we'll be right back at you guys after this with the Pokemon of the episode. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
Well, school's coming up, kids. If you want some cool new swag for
I don't know, back to school season, you can go over to the Puckle Tea Public Store and you can go and grab any kind of designs, whether it just be the Puckle logo so you can represent me and the company that all these people are working for, or maybe you just want something cool like a Pokemon like Dragonite Kanji shirt. It's fantastic. We got everything over there. If not, maybe you want a throw pillow to throw in your apartment if you're going to college. Just some cool artwork to put on your wall. You can just go grab some of the Puckle staff pictures that Basket put up. They're great. I suggest it. Everything you can buy there helps us out in any single way that you can possibly do it. It's a great way to support the show and get something in return. So please go do it. And I will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the Episode. Our Pokemon of the Episode this week is National Dex number, 241, Miltank, the Milk Cow Pokemon.
Its Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire Pokedex entry states, Miltank gives over 5 gallons of milk on a daily basis. Its sweet milk is enjoyed by children and grown-ups alike. People who can't drink milk turn it into yogurt and eat it instead.
All right. So that is a Miltank. It is a cow. It's actually not bad. I'm surprised that people like don't give it justice. So first of all, it's got base 105 defense, base 100 speed. Like these are giant.
That's good.
Crazy. Yeah, and then base 95 HP, and then you have like an 80 attack and a 70 special defense. This isn't a bad Pokemon by any means.
You get access to Sick Fat and or Sap Zipper, so you either get an immunity or you just get a resist to fire and ice.
Yeah,
like,
it's good.
Crazy.
Worst case, if you want to be offensive, you have Scrappy. Like, they're all fine. They're all fairly good abilities.
Yeah, unfortunately, that means it's in the NU tier. I don't know. And it's got a decent move pool on top of that.
I don't know.
It
gets rocks. I don't know.
Yeah, it gets rocks. It gets milk drink. Yeah.
Miltank is crazy good.
It might be one of those things where it's got the 4 move slot syndrome where it needs that, like, extra utility or just...
Maybe.
Because, it does a roll well, but sometimes it's just outclassed by things, and that's most likely what it is, but...
Yeah. We went on the internet and found a fun team with it. I picked it mostly because it's got a Musharda on it with a fun set. But
that sounds fun, honestly. I like that.
It looks a lot of fun. So we got our Miltank boy, Miltank with Sap Zipper, 252 HP, 240 defense, 16 speed. I would actually crank that up to 20 speed and 236 defense now. That way you make sure you outspeed Jolly Incineroar, Adamant Samurott, and also Adamant Decidueye, which are all in this tier, by the way. Incineroar might not be there anymore. I don't know where Incineroar sits anymore in singles. You can outrun it there. We're running Impish Nature here, and you've got your signature milk drink because that's Miltank's signature move because it's a cow. It's got Stealth Rock because Miltank gets Stealth Rock on top of everything else, which is weird.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, right. It's got Body Slam for that stab, and then you get Toxic. As well. That's your pretty standard Miltank.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard Miltank. But I want to talk about the reason that this team attracted me so much when we're looking through teams. And it's Musharna with synchronized 252 HP, 252 defense, 4 speed. It is holding Ferium Z, which sounds like the best thing in the entire world with a bold nature. It's got Psy Shock, Dazzling Gleam, Moonlight, and Calm Mind. Does it not get Moonblast?
No, I saw that. It's actually kind of sad. But so it's just a Calm Mind set, essentially, with just healing, and then you got Stab, and then Fairy MZ.
I'm excited about this, though. This is so much fun.
That sounds fun.
I want to see Musharna do, like, some damage.
So there's a Poliwrath with Water Absorb as its ability. It's got 160 HP, 252 attack, 96 speed. It's adamant holding leftovers, but it's got substitute, waterfall, focus punch, and
encore. Oh my gosh, that's the best thing in the entire world.
So essentially, you sub punch, but if they do a status move, you can just click encore, then go for focus punch. So I love that. That's so good. That's so great.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Some other good stuff on here.
Yeah, tell us about another one.
Go up to this good old generic Houndoom. I'm not sure why it has... Oh, it's got subs. Okay. Does Flash Fire its max special attack, max speed with 4 special defense and a Tibid. Holding the leftovers of Flash Fire. I think I said that. I don't remember.
Yes, you did.
It's got Substitute Nest plot, so you just kind of set up. And with Dark Pulse and Fire Blast.
Yeah,
so you just got the leftovers just to kind of sustain a bit with the Substitute.
I also came to the realization that a lot of these Pokemon are a lot more of these Pokemon than I thought were actually in Pokemon Masters. Because a Houndoom is, Vileplume is, and Miltank is. I know those for a fact.
Yeah, the other ones aren't for them.
I don't think they are yet. I don't think they are yet.
But, we'll see.
You can flesh out that fire water grass core though.
Oh yeah, with Vileplume. It's holding Black Sludge, it has Effect 4, Max HP, Max Defense, 4 Special Defense, Bold Nature, Giga Drain, Sludge Bomb, Moonlight, and Sleep Powder.
Crazy.
It's a pretty classic Vileplume,
It's a pretty classic Vileplume.
It just does what Vileplume does. You know what would be more fun, I think, to just have it have... Because this is a more defensive set.
Yeah.
But Vileplume actually gets Moonblast. So if you want to put Phantom Z on Vileplume.
That would be so weird. I don't know how that would work out.
Phantom Z. Let me look at... Did it get Chlorophyll? Because if it does, that could be viable.
Chlorophyll?
I don't know what its abilities are. I don't remember. I have not looked into Vileplume forever.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm looking into it right now. It does get Chlorophyll.
Yeah.
I don't say it's going to be viable, but that could just be fun.
It's fine.
I should not say it's viable.
It also gets Strength Sap now.
Yeah, so, that's true. Strength Sap, I think, is one of the coolest moves, if not the coolest move in all of Pokemon right now.
I agree. It's awesome.
Use it now before you can't use it again.
Who has it? Is that exclusive to Vileplume? I feel like somebody else gets it.
You have to bring it onto Vileplume from Shinotic.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that not being in Pokemon ever again.
No, it'll probably, I'm just making
I think it'll make it. I think it'll be there.
Not like.
Probably. the last member of the team is another Pokemon I like very much. Scrafty with Leftovers and Shed Skin. Because you're spreading all of the status yourself, but you don't want it on you. Mm-hmm. It has Max Attack, Max Speed, Jolly Nature, because it's a Dragon Dance set. It has Knockoff, Drain Punch, and in case Shed Skin isn't enough, and in case you regret being a more offensive set, Rest.
Well, it's the heal, because I believe Shed Skin works with the Rest.
Shed Skin works really well with Rest, yeah, because it's a 30% chance to wake up.
Yeah.
But, it's still a 30% chance. I think this is mostly, looking at it, the team that just doesn't die without being an outright stall team.
Yes. I love this team, though. This team's so much... It's, like, so much fun. This will be up on the Discord server if you guys want to play around with it on Showdown. And, of course, we'll be giving away a shiny Miltank when we get to it for patrons
someday.
At the $5 tier. I'm working on it, guys. I'm behind. I know. I need to enlist the help of Orange, and maybe we can do some dual giveaways. And we can get you guys both of them. That's where we are with this. If you want more of that, just check out patreon.com/bucklepodcast to get that shiny Miltank. But we are going to kick it on over to the mailbag.
It's mail time! It's time for the mailbag! Send in your emails!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
And if we remember, we'll give the guys the Green Tauros roll if they got a good email. Without further ado, this is the part of the show where we read listener emails. You can send them into bucklepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think we should see it, you can send them in. We typically have a prompt. This week we asked people to tell us what abilities and competitive items they would like to see in Pokemon. So definitely send in emails like that. We want to know this week, what are your thoughts on Pokemon Masters? We know the community exploded at least for 24 hours playing it and then probably forgot it existed. But let us know how you felt during those 24 hours. So we are going to jump right into this first email from P. Mickey. Hey, Puckle Crew, P. Mickey, back again with what is becoming a weekly response to the question of the week. As with every new Pokemon game, we will be getting an influx of new items and abilities, which always helps to shake up the game. Although Game Freak has definitely done a great job thus far with Mirror Armor and Neutralizing Gas, there are other certain abilities I would like to see show up in Sword and Shield. I've tried my best to create useful abilities and items that do not centralize the meta, but I'm no expert, so feel free to strongly disagree.
Oh, I will.
New abilities. Inversion. The speed priority of all damaging attacks is an inverse, and they lose any secondary effect. This allows all Pokemon in the field, extreme speed now -2, while Dragon Tail would be +6, but no longer switch out the opponent. This allows for Protect, although Dragon Tail would actually go before Protect, and ensures Trick Room is still last. Basically allows for moves like Beak Blast, Avalanche, Circle Throw to have extreme priority favor for Pokemon with unfortunately slow speed. Two Cannon, Avalug, Throw. Potential Pokemon with this ability would be Malmar and Girafarig. I don't think that's good. I think the reason that they have the -6 priority anyway is because the moves are too good anyway.
Well, even then, like, some of those just... I don't think Avalanche has minus priority.
Which one?
Like, Circle... Avalanche? I don't think it does.
Avalanche does have... Avalanche
does. They do
have
a priority, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's just, like, that wouldn't... They have that for a reason, because there's been, like... Because Avalanche is supposed to be a counter move. Same thing with, like, Circle Throw.
Exactly.
Switch them out.
Yeah.
They're like...
Yeah.
Could you imagine having counter be used before everything else? Because that's, like, -6 priority? Like...
Yeah. And the reason they have... So the issue with slower Pokemon, they have Trick Room already.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that would work out as well, unfortunately.
It's a cool concept. I just don't
I like it for the positive priority moves. But then again, I feel like the priority problem's already been pretty well solved by Generation 6.
Yeah.
With things like Queenly Majesty and Psychic Surge.
Yeah.
I think if we gave out more abilities like Queenly Majesty, I think that would be really cool.
Or even just like something that just like negates priority on the board.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that. Like, not Psychic Surge, but like essentially almost like Neutralizing Gas, but for priority.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That would be okay with that. I'm thinking of Pokemon, but not like a weird reversal. It kind of makes things too complicated, and I don't think it's kind of like you're ruining the mechanics that are already in place for these moves for a reason.
Yeah, and there are way too many of them to just say, oh, but if you like reverse it, it's like an inverse battle. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stare Down lowers your opponent's special attack by one stage, but intimidate for special attack. Probably don't need it in the current meta. I think if you put it there, you just kind of break Pokemon, honestly. I think that gives special attack the boost it needs, is that it doesn't have an intimidate. Don't need it in the current meta, but it's weird that we've had intimidate since abilities started, but never got a special attack counterpart. And that's for reason. That's for reasons, man.
Because that would be really
potential
scary,
Pokemon with this ability would be Magmortar, Houndoom, and Typhlosion. I don't think it would be scary. I think it would just ruin Pokemon.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah, I just don't think it would be good.
Like teams that have U-turn and stuff, and they just pivot back and forth, reducing their attack over and over and over again, and then it hurts.
Yeah. Memory Wool. If a Pokemon would be hit by the same attack on a consecutive turns, it will not take any damage from the second or subsequent hits from the attack. Resets upon switching out or being hit with a new attack. Basically, to counter Pokemon reliant on spamming the same attack. Choice users, Water Spout, Eruption. Potential Pokemon with this ability would be Altaria, Wooloo, and Ampharos. I don't like that because it really just screws over choice items. And choice items themselves are what make a lot of Pokemon actually good.
You could make it like the inverse of Metronome, like it's like 10%, -20% every turn. So that, you know, maybe it changes a couple of cards.
Metronome the item, by the way, not the attack. That's what
the item, of course.
Yeah.
New items. Umbrella restores the holder's health by 12% whenever weather is active. Okay, so just like a free rain dish. Prevents damage from sandstorm and hail. Oof, but that's just safety goggles on top of something else. But reduces Pokemon speed by one stage, even if weather is not active. Essentially good for bulky leftovers user when running a weather team. I'd rather just run leftovers. That way you don't need weather. That's my thing. I'm sorry that we're pooping on you. I'm so sorry. Ballistic Vest. Boost Pokemon's defense by 50%, but Pokemon must only use attacking moves. No, thank you. Same reason that we say the special attack type intimidate won't work.
Because now look at Blissey. Blissey becomes better than Chansey.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Actually, no, it doesn't, because... But still, it just makes things like that scarier.
My favorite one is that he says the next one is Heavy Ball, but that's already an item. It helps you catch heavy Pokemon. Boost the defense and special defense by 50% for Pikachu, Plusle, Minum, Pachisaru, Emolga, Dedenne, Togedemaru, and Morpeko. Is that how you say it? Morpeko?
Pikachus.
I forgot Morpeko was a thing.
Yeah, he's weird. To be fair, okay, so like this is the one thing that I think... I'll say this again. I said it on the show once before, and I'm going to keep on saying it. There is a period of time it takes every Pokemon fan to accept that a new Pokemon is a Pokemon.
Oh, no, I think for me it's just because I don't know what it looks like. Because I'm not watching trailers, remember?
But I still think that exists, and that's why you need to have a mix of old Pokemon with new Pokemon to be able to fully ingrain them into like the Pokemon lifestyle and the Pokemon world.
Yeah, and then some Pokemon just never get past it, like Bruxish.
Bruxish, I think, is a good example, and I think it's just one of those things where like they don't if they were to shove it down your throat in the anime, you'd be like, yeah, that's a Pokemon, right? Mm. It's one of those things that needs like that extra push. Those are all I can think of for now. Are there any abilities you feel should exist but don't? Are there any Pokemon deserving of a unique ability that would make more viable? I think we discussed that. What are your concerns for any potential new abilities? I have no concerns. It's just always fun to figure out how to make them work. That's all for this week, but I will catch you on the flip-flop. P. Mickey. All right, our next one is from Big Cat Bruce.
Hey, Puckle Crew. I've been listening for a couple of months, and this is the only podcast that I have to listen to first thing Monday morning after it gets posted. I really like the new abilities they have unveiled so far. Mirror Armor, Steam Engine, and Neutralizing Gas all seem like really cool additions to the future meta. As for new abilities, I'd like to see more abilities like Steelworker. I love that Domai's got a third stab because of that ability. Giving Bravery additional fighting stab for superpower or giving Dragalge water stab because of previous evolutions would be cool. Are there any other Pokemon you could think that could benefit from additional stab?
Flying Whimsicott.
That would actually be scary with Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Because it used to have that flying type, just give it back.
Yeah.
Ethan agrees
with me. I'm trying to think if there's anything I would want. Because I do like how Steelworker works. Like,
I think it has to be a Pokemon with only one move of that type in its move pool, though. Because I don't think there's anything other than Anchor Shot in Delmise's move pool. Maybe Gyro Ball, but I don't think
I think it learned it, but not by level up.
I don't know if it gets Gyro Ball or not, but
I'm not sure.
Because I feel like people would be running something. Gyro Ball.
I mean, even if it has like two, like say Whimsicott gets Hurricane and Gust. I mean, you're not gonna run Gust anyway.
You probably get Aerial Ace. Everything gets Aerial Ace.
No, I don't think it does.
I'm only gonna defer to you because you have. Wow, actually, it does get. It does get Gyro Ball and Heavy Slam just via level up. Delmise does, by the way. And I'm gonna see if Whimsicott can learn Aerial Ace. But I don't know. As long as there's only like one or two moves, but I'm okay with it. Like Delmise, it makes sense because Delmise was like needed it. He kind of needed it. Mm-hmm. Granted, I love that it gave up the ability slot for that additional stab.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good balance.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good balance. But that's just me.
Okay. Additionally, an ability to give a stab bonus, a super effective move, would probably be overpowered. Which isn't that yes. Neuroforce? Isn't that don't we already have
it's
that?
Like it's like adaptability plus something, I think.
Okay. I don't remember what it is. It's that one Pokemon, yeah. So I don't pay attention that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it'd probably be overpowered, but I would love to see it on Xplode. It has a huge move pool and a good special attack.
That makes it even worse to put it on.
Yeah. And then add the, I assume that's what he's calling a specialist, I'm not sure. It says add my specialist ability plus a scar for an expert belt and it may get good usage. I don't know if I would do that, but one thing that gave me an idea was Xplode. I'd like to see like a bonus on voice moves or sound based moves, like Hyper Voice,
cool.
Certain things for like Xplode, which legitimately should have something like that.
So the thing is, sound based moves already get a buff.
They go through subs.
I would want something very like minute, like out of like one or two Pokemon, like Xplode, for example, because
but there are a few Pokemon that are immune. So
yeah,
yeah. you already have the fact that it's an ability that just gives you an immunity. So it's like, mm-hmm. So worst case, like, I just kind of want to see it on something like xCloud. Give xCloud something.
It would make sense.
Because it kind of had Boom Burst, and then everything else got Boom Burst, like, somehow.
Yeah, but you're assuming it's in Sword and Shield, so.
I know. I'm assuming. But then we have to see, like, Swallow that gets Boom Burst as well.
By the way, Patch.
Yeah.
Whimsicott gets exactly 4 flying-type moves. Defog, Tailwind, Gust, and Hurricane.
Okay, perfect. That works.
Remember, I wanted to make that Whimsicott's moveset for the Advent Calendar.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Thanks for all the great Pokemon news. Stay cool and avoid status. Big Cat Bruce.
All right. And we got one more. Our last one today is going to be from Doc Knox.
Yup. Why, hello there, Puckle. Evil Dr. Noximus here. Been a while since I wrote in. I've been deep undercover sleuthing out the Galar region. Here are some potential devious regional variants that would be cray. Galar Lapras, Dragon Ghost, the Loch Ness Monster. I love that. Arcanine, Ghost Psychic, the Bargaster Grim, a dream-eating hound. Love that as well. Jinx, Ghost Steel, the Ennis Hag, an iron-clawed and fanged witch. Primeape, Dark Fairy, a gremlin. Zangoose, Dark Fighting, Hubgubs, or the Cat King Legend. Sviper, Fire Dragon, for fireworms, which are legless dragons. While not up to par for misdeeds, a fairy dragon Tropius caught my eye as well. Regardless, my search will continue. What do you all think of a new breeding mechanic for regional variant Pokemon? For example, Alolan Sandslash plus Standard creates a ground steel type Sandshrew. That sounds too complicated.
That sounds like that'll lead to complications. Yeah. Oh, but then if you breed that with Alolan, do you get a ground ice Sandslash? What goes that? Like, that's too complicated.
Yep.
That sounds bad in the long
run. It hurts me.
Yeah.
And you know, if they do it for one region, people will want it for every other region. And
No. Looking forward to work nights listening to the friends at Puckle, Doc Knox, sent from a hidden evil skyship above Galar.
Okay, also, one last thing, like the last note. Everybody keeps asking for like an Arcanine thing. It's not happening. We've seen Arcanine. It's not Galarian version Arcanine. It's there. It's regular Arcanine. We got regular Arcanine, guys. It's happening. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's like B tier. They're not going to touch him right now, okay? He's Charizard Light, okay? They're not touching Arcanine. All right. That is going to be it for these emails. Like I said, if you want to email us next week at PucklePodcast@gmail.com, let us know what you think of Pokemon Masters so far. Send those emails in, PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Anybody you want to give the thing here to? Pew, pew, pew.
I did like Doc Knox's first 2 or 3 ideas for Galarian forms, even though one of them was Arcanine. Like, the concepts were really
so
neat.
I'm not going to give it to him. I will not vote for him on the basis that he did not answer this week's mailbag question. He answered a different week's mailbag. I want to incentivize people replying to the correct mailbag question instead of being like, I found this 5 others that I liked them for, and I'm going to say I'm going to reply to these 5. We've had that happen in the past. Somebody once wrote in like 20 mailbag question answers. It was awful. And so, either P. McGee or Big Bruce Cat. I think P. McGee. We had a lot of conversation on it.
That's what I was really thinking. Like we did get a lot of conversation out of him. So I'm okay with P. McGee.
There you go. Take that green Taurus badge, and we'll give you a green if we haven't already done it. As for that is it. If you want to help support the show, you could do so in like a bajillion different ways. And let me tell you about a couple. First is just follow us on social media if you want to keep up to date with us on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. We use Twitter most of all, so like Twitter is probably the best place to find us at Puckle Podcast on all of those platforms. If you want to catch up with the Nuzlocke because you missed it, go over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/PucklePodcast. We're like 5 subs away from 1,000 subs, which is really, really exciting. And we've got some big stuff planned. We actually have a meeting coming up next week to actually talk about all these things. So we do have some big plans coming up, and we would love to see you guys there. If we can get to 1,000 subscribers, I think it's like 5 or 6 away. I haven't checked this morning. finally, though, if you want to keep up with the Nuzlocke in real time, go over to twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast where you can watch myself, Jushiro, Orange Avenger all do a bunch of cool, like, streamy things, and we hang out with you guys and just talk. And finally, if you want to help support the show, you can do that stuff over at Twitch, like a Twitch Prime membership as or whatever you want. But you could also go ahead, go over to our TeePublic store, buy some cool Pokemon merch. It's a great way to help support the show. You can also go ahead and go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast and get things like Puckle gym badges, which need to be sent out next month and or in the next week, I mean. And also send out Pokemon and also get shiny Pokemon through the distributions. Yes, there we go. Sleepy Thatch has figured out the words that he wanted to say. So that is it, though. I am Trainer Thatch.
I'm Shimu.
And I am the Fluffy Sweet.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Here at Puckle, we like to, as always, thank our patrons who make this show possible in the way that it is run. So thank you to Greg, Viger, Duly Noted, Rob, Josh, Keegan, Ilaria, OG Paladin, Shamu, Michael, Paul, Dexio, Christian, Miguel, Apollo, Corey, Rotted Mushroom, Mr. Panda, Titan Killer, Lane, Lord Corbinick, Ryan, Seth Vilo, Wade, Marcus, King Kavik, and Harmonia, Alolan Dergs, Tank, Samuel, Claude9, Bodtech, The Beauty and the Geek, Swampertata, Alex, Steve, Joshua, Zane, Doc, Cody, The Golden Klefki, The British Gent, Trevor, Mark, TJ, Doc Knox, Dennis, Echo, Jonathan, Disco Calypso, Taylor, Charles, Maxi, Shambles, Justin, Tim, Andrew, Old Man Tup, David, Chris, Jeremy, Louise, Justin, South, Locke, Jordan, Zach, Graham, Greg, Alec, Jegler, Kevin, Josh, Dark Flame, 3, Half Full Reviews, Sparky, Coop, Jordan, Nick, Huitku, Shira, Smacky the Frog, Ironcaster, Kevin, Orange Avenger, Thomas, Anime Gravy, Hazelnut, Dylan, Joseph, Franco, Treby, Cordell, Julie, and Alex. Thank you to all of you who make the show possible. And right now I'm actually setting up the next shiny Pokemon, so go out and grab them when they're up on Patreon. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.